This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis has departed from Rome's Fiumicino airport on an apostolic visit to Egypt. He's due to arrive in Cairo at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Whilst there, the Pope will meet with the head of the Coptic Orthodox Church, Pope Tewodros II, as well as with Sheikh Ahmed El Tayeb, Grand Imam of Egypt's Al-Azhar University. The Holy Father will be in Egypt for just 24 hours on a visit that will include the solemn celebration of Mass on Saturday morning. Vatican Radio's Stefano Lyshinsky is in Cairo covering the Pope's visit and spoke to us about expectations and the tight security for this trip.
Well, actually, the security is very strong here in Cairo. You can feel it since the moment you leave the airplane in at the Cairo airport. It's full of police checkpoints, and also the entrances of all the hotels, all the holy buildings, of all the museums. Every public building has a checkpoint, and no one can enter without being checked. What we noticed in the old part of the Cairo city was that the policemen used to have some sheets with pictures of the suspect terrorists who could try eventually to do something. So they have a sort of sheet with the pictures of the most wanted, and they really check every single person which is entering and exiting the old part of the town in Cairo. But at the same time, everything is really going very well, because even if you have this very strict security system, at the same time you can move quite freely. You can really go everywhere. So probably it will be a little bit worse, because some parts of town will be completely blocked because of the visit of Pope. So for example, in the island of Zamek, this boundary of the embassies, it will be completely closed.